You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Tourism fatigue is a term used when people feel that the benefits of visitors bring into their community are being outweighed by the perceived disruption. In some, I guess, overseas cases, we have seen that happening in some of the very major destination spots, like Venice or Barcelona. But in New Zealand, we're certainly not seeing that yet, but we need to prepare ourselves so that we never get to that stage in New Zealand.
And what sort of things are going to be discussed at the symposium this week?
Yeah, so in terms of tourism fatigue, often it comes from the pushback of communities and a lot of the more social and people side of challenges. So at the symposium, you know, we're going to be looking at, we have Alison Taylor, who is the Chief Executive of Centre for Social Impact, coming to speak to us on really, you know, highlighting on, you know, do businesses have a role in enabling social impact? And what that means, you know, we can adopt in the tourism sector. And also, you know, issues around, for example, diversity and inclusion as well will be discussed, where we have Diversity Works New Zealand speaking to us. And again, is really highlighting, you know, as an industry, how can we, make sure that we are planning forward in this topic area. So again, we can prepare our people and our communities in sort of delivering that visitor experience that our visitors are expecting.
Do you find it's a bit of a fine balance between keeping New Zealanders happy and protecting the industry at the same time?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is definitely works required from all parties, and I think there's a lot of educational aspect to this as well. I think in some areas of New Zealand, often there's potentially a lack of understanding what tourism really means and the value of tourism for their community. So it's potentially highlighting some of those benefits. It's not only obviously the largest export earner in New Zealand, but it's also a great employer of New Zealand in terms of the sector. So really highlighting, you know, for tourism, you know, I know I've spoken to some of the parties in and around communities where they're using tourism ventures as an avenue for, you know, getting their youth into the workforce, addressing youth unemployment. So there's certainly benefits that we can really derive from driving a successful and just sustainable and profitable tourism sector.
You know, you mentioned Venice earlier. When I was there a few months ago, it felt like the locals were gone just about. It felt like it was Airbnbs, hotels, restaurants. What went wrong? Well, what's gone wrong in places like that?
Yeah, I mean, I can't sort of comment probably too specifically about Venice, but I think in general that sort of cohesiveness between the local community and the visitors is potentially lacking, and they probably haven't planned that growth together. I think as an industry, we really do need to work on this together as a whole, and we have a common goal to achieve. So, you know, so none of our communities become like that, where, you know, the locals feel like they're being driven out of their own area. And, you know, we certainly, the whole point of having tourism in our country and having it so successfully and is to enrich the lives of New Zealanders in our community. So if it's not doing that, that's when we really need to make sure that we are addressing it.
Do you think New Zealand's small scale might make us particularly susceptible to tourism fatigue?
I think our small scale is probably all relative because, you know, we've got, you know, some destinations because they've got such small scale, and then when you see that big influx, that's when you could really see the difference or the impact. However, you get cities like Barcelona where they've got a massive local population, but you could still experience that kind of challenge. So I think it is really more about how you manage it together, and it's not just a private sector or public sector effort. I think, you know, we all need to work together with government as well as the private sector to really address it.
How do you think New Zealand is regarded worldwide at the moment in terms of our tourism offerings?
Yeah, no, it's very highly regarded. I mean, there's been various annual reports that has come out where our visitor satisfaction level is very high and it's maintained very high. And we certainly want to be able to continue to deliver that. And that's why as an industry, we have recognized, you know, due to some of our capacity and infrastructure challenges, we really need to be in the forefront of addressing those and making sure that we are managing our growth sustainably.
So around $87 million is going to be pumped into tourism on the West Coast as part of the Provincial Growth Fund. What's been your response to that?
Yeah, no, it's actually great seeing a number of the PGF projects have been granted in relation to tourism ventures, actually. So not just in West Coast, but there's been many parts of the country are benefiting from that. So it's great to see, because I think at the moment, in order to, you know, address some of our challenges around regional dispersal and growth, we actually need to make sure that our regions have the infrastructure to cope so that we're not dispersing the problems. You know, we are actually, you know, getting our regions ready so they've got a great product, they've got great accommodation, great roading and just general facilities to cope with those potential growth of visitor numbers into their region.
So it feels like the government really is reasonably on side with the work that you guys are doing.
Yeah, like I said, it's definitely an initiative that needs to be driven from both central local government as well as the private sector. And I think at this stage, most of us are on the same page. You know, the government has come out with a tourism draft strategy recently, open for consultation at the moment, and it talks about productive, sustainable and inclusive growth. And we've got, like, you know, recently the industry also launched the Tiaki Promise, which again, you know, really put an emphasis on, you know, highlighting the importance of caring for New Zealand and really helping, you know, our visitors to understand how they should behave and why they should be doing things in a certain way. It's all in line with, you know, to make sure that we are protecting our largest asset in terms of our environment as well as our people.
The Wire.
That was Judy Chen from the TEC speaking on tourism fatigue and what we can do to stop it happening here.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.